He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, November the 6th, the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, and across the table from me in the BSN studios in Carlsbad is Stephen Gunderson. And Stephen, did you like coming to work this morning in the light?
It's light outside. It's crazy.
Can you believe it?
It's nice.
Well, we'll go home in the dark.
Yeah, that's not good.
You just can't win, can you? Well, the sun is shining so far on the market. Thus far on this Monday morning, we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 12 points. And that puts it at 23,551. Stephen, when I got in this business, it was at 3,551.
Wow. Gosh.
Now, if you stick around for the next 20 years like I have, you could do the math. I'll do the math, okay? When we get done, I'm pretty good with spreadsheets and projections and whatnot. We'll do the math. If you stick around for 20 years, what the Dow could be worth, figure it doubles about every 10 years. So in 20 years, it would be, well, I could do it in my head. It'd be around 100,000,
yeah.
Somewhere in there. Okay. What kind of party do you think they'll have on Wall Street when the Dow crosses 100,000? Well, we're hitting a new high today at Gunderson Capital Management, aren't we? New all-time high. We're having a very good day. S&P 500 is up 64 cents, 2,588, and the S&P would be at about 10,000 20 years from now. The NASDAQ is up 14 points, 6,778. The NASDAQ would be at, 12, about 25,000. I hope I live to see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Crude oil is up 20 cents to $55.84. They're celebrating in Houston. They're celebrating in Dallas, too. Didn't they beat Kansas City over the weekend?
That's right.
Okay. Gold's up $3, $12.72. And the 10-year yield, 2.32%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. In my third decade of this business, Stephen Gunderson is in his still almost finishing your first
almost
decade.
The end of the first.
Almost the end of his first decade. And been by my side now for 8 years?
Something like that.
Something like that. 8 years too many, you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've started off the day with a bang. I just sent out a push notification.
Yeah, that's right.
To the live trading subscribers. Now, when did that push notification go out on the one end? I can look this up very, very quickly here. The live trading subscribers get every trade I make. I send out a push notification and an email. Mostly email, I guess, to all the online trading subscribers. But back on, let me go to the history here. Back on, 10/31. What was that?
A week ago.
7 days ago today, last Monday? Was that last Monday?
Last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday. I sent out, and I've done now 6 options trades so far this year.
Yes.
We're going to do a show on options this week.
Okay.
So look forward to that. I sent out a trade. I said, I'm buying one contract. That's one contract. One contract. On Broadcom, I bought the November 24, 2017, $265 calls. So in other words, AVGO is the symbol. November 24th is the expiration date. And the strike price was $265. I bought a contract that enables me to buy the stock at that time. If I never sold this call, Stephen, I would own the contract to buy AVGO on November 24th at $265 per share. Where is AVGO today?
It's at $279.68.
Okay, so I'd be making a $14 profit if I let this, and it could go higher, it could go lower. But while I'm waiting for that expiration date, my contract trades on a daily basis. It trades. Someone can buy my contract from me. If they think that contract is going to even be worth more someday, they can buy it. Now, I paid $760 for that contract.
That sounds right.
I paid $7.60 per share, and I bought 100 shares. I bought one contract, which is 100 shares.
Right.
100 times $760, okay? And I paid $3.82 commission fees. Scott Trade made $3.82 off me. Okay, now, fast forward to today. I sold that same contract for $18.78. I received $1,878. And I just sent out a live trading notification letting everybody know that I sold my contract. And they can sell theirs if they want to. It's up to them. I made 174% on that contract in 1 week. I believe in the speculative account, which I also publish every week in the newsletter. That is now, let's see, we did Boeing. We made on Boeing, we made 176%. What else have we done? We did
Boeing. You did, was AMAT in there?
Yeah, AMAT was in there.
Applied Materials.
Yeah, okay. And we did last week we sold
Global Pay.
We sold Global Pay for a 76% profit.
Okay.
So I haven't sent out one loser yet in this speculative portfolio.
Not yet.
Now, this is not a contract. This is not a portfolio that I offer as a managed account.
No.
This is a highly speculative. For instance, you know, right now I own a $1.20 lithium stock. I own a 65-cent lithium stock. I own a $56 biotech stock. I own calls on a marijuana stock, pseudo-marijuana stock.
Yeah.
That's kind of like their... And I own a couple of high flyers like Wild Wirecard and Uxnet out of Italy. That account, that portfolio, it goes out every week to my clients and to the live trading subscribers. That speculative portfolio is now up 36% with today's sell of Broadcom calls for $18.78 after buying them for $7. And this is all documented.
Yep.
I purchased these options too. There's a record of it, and the record is clear every single week in the newsletter. So the live trading subscribers, if they, and I don't send out a trade a day.
Look, no.
I currently own 11 positions in that portfolio. Now I own 9 positions. Because I sold Global Pay on Friday for a 76% gain, and I sold Broadcom today for a 147% gain. My live trading subscription is $89 a month?
$89.99.
Okay. Do we have a lot of diehard do-it-yourselfers out there?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'd say half my audience.
Oh, yeah. I would say
maybe
more
than half. Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. That's fine.
It's fun to do it yourself sometimes.
You know what? And I get my joy out of seeing other people make money.
Of course.
You know, when I was in high school, I told you that my father would go down to Agua Caliente in Tijuana, a horse race track, with me, his ciphering. I was Jethro. Jethro can cipher. Why don't you cipher, Jethro? And I ciphered. And my dad had a lot of friends. They didn't want to hear what my dad had to say. They wanted to hear what the whiz kid had to say. And I had a pretty good number system, a spreadsheet that predicted final times. Now, this is 45 years ago, okay? Well, I like these options, you know. I have a formula, and I've told Stephen the formula. Here's what has to come together for me to buy an option, which is leverage, 10 to 1.
Yep.
And, Stephen, you've witnessed all of these.
I have.
My $1,500 account is almost $12,000 a day. When did I start it?
That was like 4 months ago, wasn't it?
3 months.
Yeah.
we had that money at
Interactive Brokers.
Oh, God. Those
in Canadian money.
Yeah, Canadian dollars.
You didn't have one Canadian stock.
I thought I was going to have to drive to Montreal to get my money. Man, I was mad. And you know, if you call Interactive Brokers, they put you on hold for how long?
I don't. It took us 6 months to get that account over.
I think. $1,500.
Yeah.
And if you call them, it's like, well, we're behind. You know, we'll get to you in about 3 hours. I would never, ever do business with Interactive Brokers. We finally got that money to Scottrade, and it just kind of sat there, you know. And I said, well, you know what? We may as well have a little fun with this.
Yeah.
It's not going to change my lifestyle if I lose this $1,500. Right. And now today, 3 months later,
it's... Well, it was basically like found money.
Exactly. Like stuck to my shoe.
Yeah.
Bubble gum. That happened to my dad one time. And now it's over almost $12,000 in 3 months. So, hey, when we come back, there's a lot of news in the market today, but that's a good start to a new week.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this Time Change Monday. So far, I like it. I kind of like it being light outside. I came to work in the...
I feel like I slept in.
Yeah, I feel... Yeah, I came to work and it was light this morning, and I heard that Broadcom news this morning. Of course, I knew it last Friday. That option was up 332% last Friday.
Yeah.
But it was underwater at that point in time. And today... Well,
it was up... Like the option itself was up like 370% on Friday, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it was...
But you were under, yeah.
No, but overall I was still up. Yeah. I mean, I think I was up 70% or something like that as of Friday. And I decided to hold it through the weekend because there was a rumor. What's all the hoopla about? Well, the hoopla is about this. And before I say this, I just want to finish up with the live trading subscription thing. You can go onto the website at GundersonCapital.com. You know what? I was looking at the guy in Reno that does... He's similar to what I do. And right now his name escapes me. But he has a live trading service.
Oh, really?
$6,500 per year.
Wow. You should up your price.
I charge $89. Thanks a lot. I charge $89 per year because I've always been a fair guy. I've always wanted to give value to people. And you know what? I think, Stephen, you know me well enough to say my dad comes in every morning trying to make money for people.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Is that number one?
Yes.
And it's not so much the money. Look, you know, I just like to win. I like to beat. I like to be successful. And I like to see other people make money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. If I make money in the end, you know, if I can afford to go out for a Big Mac every day or whatever, I make my own breakfast sandwich. There
it's
it
true,
is.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not a high roller.
You're a true Norwegian.
Thank you. Well, don't forget you got that Norwegian in your blood. Too.
Yeah, I know.
All right, now, if anybody has a question about how the live trading works. Stephen, you talk
to me. You want me to answer it?
No. I want to get to I just want to finish real quickly.
Yeah.
You're available.
Yes.
To talk to anybody.
Yes.
They can call us. Stephen says, I already got enough to do.
Yeah.
But he knows exactly how this works because him and I invented this.
I'll just say it real quick. I mean, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, click on the app, and then there's a big button that says live trading subscription. So you can do that online, $89.99 a month, and you'll get emails about Bill's trades every day
live or, in real time,
or if you're a smartphone user, you're always on your iPhone, you take it everywhere with you.
Yes,
you can get our app on the iPhone and you can subscribe through the app for $89.99, and that way you get push notifications and emails.
And
so
I would rather have you subscribe through our website.
Yes, I would too,
because then you get the app and everything.
And
so
you use it on beststocksnowapp.com. And you can use that anywhere. You can use it on your web browser or on your phone, on your browser there.
I mean, if
it looks better than the actual app.
If you subscribe to beststocksnowapp.com on the web, you can use that on your iPhone. You just go to that address.
Yeah, you just go on your browser. And you can even create a tab, like a little app button
from
that
app.
Website.
We didn't really need to invent an Apple app.
No, it kind of caused more problems.
I should have never done it. You know, an Apple takes 40% out of my hide for doing nothing for me. But that's the way it is. The vast majority of our subscribers are on the web version.
Yes.
BestStocksNow.
And you can use it on your phone.
And just email Stephen at GundersonCapital.com if you have any questions on how it works.
Yep.
Most of the trades I do are not options trades. Most of the trades I do... Well, I show all my trades in the income account.
All of them.
In the Premier Growth account, in the aggressive, and they say, well, why should I open an account with you? Because a lot of people don't want to be standing by their phone 24/7.
Yeah, it's you got to sit there and wait.
But if you're one of those that this is your thing, that is an option to you. Okay. And we thought about making the speculative portfolio, which is now up 36% year to date, making that available to people, and we've decided, nah, no. It's for do-it-yourselfers only.
Yeah.
You take on
your own risk. Risky, and we don't want, you know.
All right. Now, what is all the hoopla over Broadcom? Well, they officially offered to acquire Qualcomm. Qualcomm is a big, big, big. This is huge news for San Diego. And don't forget that this all kind of started last Wednesday with a Trump tweet. Right, Stephen?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, Trump of all things. Okay, so here I am. I have an open option contract to buy Broadcom on November 24th, November 17th, whatever. Trump tweets out, Broadcom is bringing their headquarters back from Taiwan to America. And the stock was up on that news. Okay.
I thought it got hit a little bit.
It did at first, and then at the end of the day, it was up a couple bucks. Okay. Yeah. I thought, well, you know, that's neither negative or positive for the value of the stock.
Right.
And then on Friday came the rumor that they are a rumor that they were in talks to acquire Qualcomm. Now, having said that, I don't like Qualcomm stock. No. I don't like that Broadcom is making this deal or trying to make this deal. This is an unsolicited offer. They weren't in talks with Qualcomm. I misspoke. This is an unsolicited offer that is hitting Qualcomm right between the eyes this morning. Qualcomm's gone from $54 a share to $63. So it's up about 20% since Friday.
Yeah.
Had a huge day on Friday.
Well, I see that there's an update. It says Qualcomm expected to reject Broadcom's hostile bid.
Yeah, this is a hostile bid. Hmm. Now, that's a negotiation tactic.
Of course.
Qualcomm could say, we reject your $70 offer, which is apparently where this is. And that's why the stock is at 64 right now. It's not 70, right, even though Broadcom is obviously has offering 70. Well, if Qualcomm turns it down, they may hold out for 80. They may hold out for 90. They may never even ever accept this bid. They may tell Broadcom to pound sand.
Yep.
Which sounds like, to me, that's what they're doing.
So far.
Okay. As an owner of Broadcom stock, the stock formerly known as Avago.
Yeah.
What was Prince? He was the guy formerly
known as Prince.
He went to asterisk dot something so that they couldn't take royalties from, because you can't take royalties from somebody. You know, it's a weird thing, you know. The artist formerly known as Prince, Purple Rain. Well, you know, Avago used to be, Broadcom used to be Avago. That's kind of a twist. This is kind of like getting to be a soap opera here. Well, anyways, as an owner of Broadcom, I don't like this attempt by Broadcom to buy Qualcomm. However, having said that, I'm not the CEO of Broadcom. He sees value in Qualcomm, and I don't believe that he would be making this offer unless he believed that the purchase of Qualcomm, which would be the biggest technology deal in the history of man.
Yeah, that's huge.
Would add to Broadcom's earnings going forward, would be accretive to the earnings. That there's a key word. Will this purchase or attempted purchase by Broadcom of Qualcomm, what will they call the new entity? Avago, Qualcomm, Broadcom? I don't know. We throw Philip Rivers in there and Qualcomm Stadium too?
They can take that.
I don't like the deal. I would like to hear what the analysts say, whether it would be accretive to their earnings and would be a good deal. But I have sold my option. I still own Qualcomm stock or Broadcom stock. When we come back, I want to talk about AMD and Intel, what they're up to, a blockchain company, the gun stock, Sprint, Booz Allen. Lots to talk about when we come back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I want to talk about NVIDIA next here. Now, we own NVIDIA in our premier growth portfolio. As of Friday, the premier growth portfolio was up 22.3% for the year before expenses. And since I started it in 2010, it's up 91.3%. And we currently own NVIDIA as a 2.7% overall position in that portfolio because I believe it is a premier growth stock. Look up the ranking there, Stephen, on BSN app. And the BSN app, BizStocks Now app, justifies, you know, my owning of that position because it has been a very highly rated stock.
Number 217.
There you go. I focus on the top 300 or 400. Okay, and the growth, what it's been higher than that, hasn't it, in the past year and a half, year?
Yeah, 9 months ago it was number 4.
Okay, there you go. That's when I bought it, I think. I don't know, I remember. Okay, their earnings have been growing by 27% per year. That's pretty good for a $125 billion company. Now, I would like it if Broadcom were buying NVIDIA.
Yeah.
And not Qualcomm. And who knows, NVIDIA may be in play. NVIDIA is hitting a new all-time high today. NVIDIA has news today. It's really kind of threatening news to NVIDIA, but the stock doesn't know that. It's not being threatened at all. The Wall Street Journal reports that AMD, which has always kind of been a redheaded stepchild in the chip business, they've always played second or third fiddle, especially to Intel.
Which is Advanced Micro Devices.
Sure. I mean, they've been around forever in the Silicon Valley. They are teaming up with Intel. Okay, this is like the Republicans and the Democrats getting together. These are bitter rivals. To partner for a PC chip production to take on NVIDIA. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a believer that, getting in late in the game never really works very well. NVIDIA has historically held up to an 80% market share of the standalone GPU chip market. But AMD has also started chipping away at that lead. I've been tempted to buy AMD many times, but look at the chart.
Chart looks awful.
It's horrible. What's it ranked in the Best Stocks Now app?
Let's find out.
AMD. Advanced.
Ranked number 1903.
Yeah. Okay, now I focus on the top. Has it ever? It did crack.
Actually, yeah. 3 months ago, it was number 2.
That's why I started.
2 months ago, yeah. It was number 181.
Because it was breaking out back in July. Okay, and the reason it was breaking out was because of their chips for the autonomous car.
Yeah, if you look at the weekly stock chart, it doesn't look that
horrible.
Bad. No, the weekly.
Oh, the weekly.
It looks pretty good, actually.
Oh, okay.
Well, not recently.
But looking at a one-year chart.
One-year chart doesn't look good.
It looks horrible. It's sideways. I don't buy sideways stocks. So I haven't been lured into the AMD story, number one. The Intel story, however, looks pretty good. And here's why I say that. And tell me where Intel is ranked right now.
Yes.
Intel.
Got to be pretty high.
If you ever get a chance on Netflix, watch the movie. I can't remember the name, but Intel was the very first venture capital company. And some broker back in Philadelphia was hired and never been done before. He raised private money to take Intel public, and hence the birth of the Silicon Valley. Where's Intel ranked today?
442. It has a really bad value grade.
Yeah,
that might be the problem.
That's my problem with Intel, because Intel has only been growing their earnings by 10% per year over the last 5 years.
It's got 33% upside potential in 5 years.
That won't cut it for me. I want 80% or better.
Yeah.
Someday we'll do a show on valuation. But suffice it to say, I do 5-year valuations. That's part of our process here at Gunderson Capital Management. That piece of our process is pretty unique. I've only seen a few other firms do 5-year target prices. Mm-hmm. And when I calculate that, I was taught this method by a mutual fund manager in San Francisco. In fact, one of the best mutual fund managers in the Bay Area. And I was taught this formula some 17, 18 years ago. had dinner with him a couple times, went out to lunch with him, met with him in his office several times, had many conversations with him over the phone. Became really a friend. I don't know what's become of him, but he taught me the five-year valuation process. There was another guy, too, in the business that did five-year valuations, and that was Al Frank. Al Frank ran the most successful newsletter of all time, the Al Frank Fund. It was called The Prudent Speculator.
Not Al Franken.
Nope. Oh, please. Al Frank.
Gotcha.
And not Frankenstein. Frank. Well, Al Frank passed away. I've met Al Frank, and I've been to his lectures. He had the newsletter, The Prudent Speculator. The numbers were a little dicey because he used margin. And since he passed away 10 years ago, John Buckingham took over. The returns have been meager. I mean, you can look it up. Look up the VALUX. VALUX is the mutual fund, the Al Frank Fund.
It's had a year.
Okay.
I would say.
What's it ranked overall in my app, however?
All right.
VALUX, which is the Prudent Speculator, using Al Frank's process.
Yeah, it's got a C+.
There you go. Alf, what's it averaged over the last 10 years? What's the average return over the last 10 years of the Al Frank Fund?
Let's see.
I know the market's like 4.7 or something.
5.5.
Yeah, so it's barely...
It's tracked the market exactly.
It's tracked the market. Well, tracking the market is not satisfactory for me, okay?
Yeah, and it's underperformed this year, actually.
It's been a stinker. And Buckingham's on TV all the time. Who was Al Frank's assistant, I suppose. Al Frank died suddenly, and Buckingham took over. But what Al Frank had in common, what I learned from Al Frank, was he did five-year valuations in his newsletter that I subscribed to. I no longer subscribe to it, The Prudent Speculator. And I no longer subscribe to it because it's been mediocre at best, okay? But that five-year valuation is a big part of our process here, Stephen. You know the formula.
Yep.
Okay? You know how to plug in the numbers. We plug in numbers that are available to the public, right?
Yep.
The earnings estimates and the growth rate. The multiple.
There's the only number that is not available to the public.
The multiple, which I've learned over the years, and that's what I learned from working with analysts. Studying stocks, the multiple that we plug into those projected earnings is critical. You can't use the same multiple on every stock. You can't use, for instance, Intel is trading at a PE of 15 right now. So that's a pretty good multiple to start with. But now let's just take a look at the multiple on NVIDIA right now. The multiple on NVIDIA right now is 59. Why is NVIDIA trading at 59 times earnings, Stephen? And Intel trading at 15.
Yeah.
The answer is simple. Pull up NVIDIA.
Got it.
Look at the bottom. See the last four quarters earnings that they've reported?
Yes.
Okay, four quarters ago, earnings were up 89%. Sales were up 54%, right?
Right.
Three quarters ago, earnings were up 183%. Earnings were up 55%. Vice versa. Sales were up 55%.
Right.
Earnings were up 183%. Two quarters ago, NVIDIA. Sales were up 48%. Earnings were up 126%.
Wow.
The most recent quarter that they reported, and by the way, they'll be reporting later this week, but their last quarter, earnings were up 124%. Earnings were up 56%. Now,
backwards, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now look at the bottom. You see the multiple range over the last four quarters? Four quarter goes, the multiple range between 35 and 61. Down at the bottom.
Yep.
The next quarter, the multiple range between 36 and 46. The next quarter, 33 and 56. The next quarter, 53 to 58. Why would I use a multiple of 15 on NVIDIA? I wouldn't, because NVIDIA has been growing at a much faster rate and is expected to grow. Do you know that NVIDIA's earnings are expected to be up 41% this year? Do you know that Intel's earnings are expected to be flat this year?
Yeah.
You're going to pay more for filet mignon.
Yeah, that's right.
versus London Broil.
Yep.
This
Every
is
time.
The way it is.
Yep.
Now, I have a formula that calculates the multiple within my spreadsheet. It's pretty automatic. You've seen it many, many, many times. It tells me what the current multiple is, what the forward multiple is, what the growth rate is, and it gives me a pretty decent number, which I massage one way or the other of what multiple I should be using. It's a pretty automated system. And when we come back, we'll talk why Intel does not meet my criteria with only 33% upside potential over the next 5 years. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Ben, welcome back here. It's the final quarter already of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. This hour moves very quickly, and I'm chomping at the bit to get onto my my spreadsheet, my database, and go through 5,400 stocks today. But remember, I focus on 300 or 400, okay? I've narrowed down that sector of water that I need to explore. And, of course, I look very closely at the stocks that I already own. Now, I just want to go through this process a little bit so you understand. I invented the Best Stocks Now app. I spent, I don't know, a couple years on it, I would say. In the after hours, after the workday was done, when it was quiet. And in my workshops, I teach that there was a time when I leaned towards the momentum side of the equation, the Don Coryell side of the equation, the all offense, throw the football down the field side of the equation. And I always say in my workshops, Don Coryell and the Chargers and the Aztecs, and when he was the St. Louis Cardinal coach, they probably averaged 50 points a game.
Yeah.
Problem is, the other team averaged 51.
Yeah,
he didn't win much. He never had.
Well, he never won a Super Bowl.
No, but we came really close.
Yeah.
If it wouldn't have been 12 below in Cincinnati on that Sunday, yeah, we would have went to the Super Bowl. The ball is like a rock in minus 12 degree weather, and poor Charlie Joyner and Dan Fouts just couldn't get their act together on that day. And Don Coryell's famous offense scored 0 points that day. We lost 7-0. He averaged 50 points a game throughout the entire year. All right. But I learned that you also have to have a defense. And that's where valuation comes in. Valuation is your defense. Knowing what a stock is worth is the most critical piece of information that I can have. That I can have in my toolkit. Okay. I do my own valuations. Now, we just went through an exercise here. I said, Stephen, what upside potential does Intel have? And he said 33%. In addition to that, it's not that great of a momentum stock at all. Its performance has been pretty dismal. And we just compared NVIDIA's multiple, which is in the 50s, to Intel's multiple. Let's see what multiple, just for fun, that I'm using on Intel. Now, the only place, this is
it's
not...
It's recommended between 10 and 13, so you're probably at 10, I would guess.
Okay, well, let's see. I think you're actually a little wrong. No? Okay, no. Actually, it's trading at 15 times forward earnings, and the suggested multiple is 16 using my formula. You looking at the spreadsheet?
No, I'm looking at the charts.
Yeah, okay. It's not in the... This is my spreadsheet. Okay, so actually, I'm a little low. Intel's actual target price, because I just updated it here, is we're going to use a multiple somewhere in the 15 area, which that's what it's trading at now, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not far off. The stock's worth $67 a share 5 years from now. That's 54% upside potential. So what do? I open up my database for the Best Stocks Now app. And if you have the Best Stocks Now app up right now, I'm going to make a change to Intel's 5-year target price. I do this daily, not on every single stock, But as I go through my database, I check my target prices. I'm going to update Intel's target price. This is their five-year target price. It currently sits at 56. It's worth 66. They recently reported earnings. I haven't factored that in yet. So what do? I go into my database, beststocksnowapp.com, and the underlying database that nobody can see but me and Steven and Douglas. I go to the five-year target price, which is one of the fields in a database, if you know anything about a database. And I go to the field called, there's a lot of fields here. I'm scrolling through,
there's
there it is, five-year target price. Okay, I'm going to change that. I'm going to delete 56, and I'm going to put in 66. Now, you will immediately see this in your app. However, the calculations will not be done until after the close. You already see it.
I already see it. Okay. 66.
All right. I just communicate with all my subscribers. But the calculations and the new ranking will not be done until after the close of the market, after we bring in all the other numbers from all the other stocks, and after we compare, after the software, the formulas I've entered, compares Intel with all the other stocks out there. Now, the value grade is going to go higher.
Yep.
What is the stock currently ranked overall? Intel.
Currently, it is 442.
You're going to see a jump tomorrow in its rank.
Yeah.
Not a lot. So. I wouldn't say a lot. I upgraded to 10 bucks. The reason I buy calls is when I upgrade my target price by a significant amount. That's my formula, right?
Yep, that's it.
I tell Steven, I say, you can't believe what I just did to Boeing's target price after their earnings. There's new numbers. There's new facts. I reevaluated the situation. And I revised my target price on Boeing. This was the first option we bought, or second one. First one we bought was a put on Amazon.
Sears.
A put on Amazon.
Sears too.
No, that was a stock short that I did.
Oh, okay.
That was not an option. When Bill Gunderson significantly upgrades, now, the public doesn't know that. I do it during the day here as I go through my database. I just did two stocks. I just upgraded Intel's target price by 10 bucks. Now, let's go back to NVIDIA for a minute as we run out of time. I upgraded NVIDIA's target price, and you'll see this on your app. I just upgraded NVIDIA's target price, and I'm using a multiple of 50 on NVIDIA, because that's what it's trading at. It's filet mignon.
That's right.
Intel is London broil.
Surf and turf.
Well done, London broil. I upgraded NVIDIA's target price from 300 to 325. That is not significant enough for me to even consider buying an option. I just sat here and said to Steven, I have no interest in NVIDIA options. But today, as I go through my databases, earnings are flowing in. I may find one of those. And if I do, I'll send out a live tweet when I pull the trigger. Well, you learned a little bit about the inside baseball here today, I guess. The two guys that know the inside baseball,
the sabermetrics,
know the process. Steven knows the spreadsheet. He knows the multiples. He knows the earnings. He knows the five-year target price. He knows how to, you have to maintain that target price. I can't let this sit here for a year and never look at it again, because the company is constantly upgrading, downgrading, sideways. It has to be maintained. It has to be a well-watered and weeded garden. If you'd like to become part of the process here at Gunderson Capital Management, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. You can also go onto our website, GundersonCapital.com, and you can also subscribe to the live trading, do it yourself, or have me do it for you for a little bit more.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.